Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. And we do two of these on Mondays after a Sunday football game. It's time for the six-pack of defensive observations. And, Boway, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I'm going to pull a Jason here. I usually don't put special teams in my six-pack, but I think this was a key play. The Jake Hummel block punt got this team going. It was a 3-0 game at the time. Recovered, I think, by Wallace. They scored a touchdown 2 plays later. That play kind of ignited them as they were sort of sleepwalking at that point.
Got it higher. Special teams, especially when being led by defensive players, to me, in many cases, outside of a specialist like a kicker, is an offshoot of defense. I stand by that principle. But that's not what I have here. When you started talking, I'm like, oh, I think we might be simpatico. Because you're like, I don't know if exactly this is the right place to put it. But, and that's where I'm going with Joe Flacco might be done. And this is a mea culpa for me. I thought you could get 4 quarters of, competitive football out of him. And that was not the case. And whether it's sort of running out of steam or him getting hit in that game more than he's accustomed to, and heck, he hasn't even been accustomed to playing that much football lately. He became more and more of a pinata as that game went on. And I think some of it was obviously the Ravens defense, but I think some of it was also his body betraying him. And I don't know, a lot of people out there saying Stefanski's going to hold off another week or two with Dylan Gabriel, but I think Dylan Gabriel's taken over by early October at the latest. And I don't know, I found it kind of sad. Like, yeah. And I know they picked up the flag on Marlon, but I'm like, dude, why?
Why'd he slide into him?
Why'd you, like, just tap him if you're going to do anything?
Yeah.
I just found myself feeling increasingly sorry for Joe Flacco as that game went on.
Number five.
You didn't need to hit him, Marlon. He gave himself up.
Actually, they by the way,
the flag up.
They picked the flag because he missed him.
But I mean, why? What was the intent? Yeah. What was the...
What were we
accomplishing there?
Wanted to say hello.
This is picking nits. But as bad as Flacco became, and as crazy as that game got, he was still 9-10 for 88 yards, throwing to the two tight ends. And I felt like it was an oddly quiet day for Hamilton, given when they did attack anything downfield, it was the seam routes, and it was to the two guys we knew he was throwing to. I mean, Judy got his one down the sideline, but you kind of could start to figure out where the ball was going to go. And I don't know. I found that a little odd. He did get x-rays the last game. I wonder if he was 100%.
My five is this, it's a different nitpick, but this was the second week in a row they allowed a touchdown on a deflection on a play like and I still don't know for the life of me.
How Marlon didn't catch that ball?
That ball didn't have any heat on it. Like, how did... another indictment of Joe Flacco, by the way. That ball, that was floating, and it went right through Marlon's hands for a touchdown. Again, you do that against a good team, that's how you lose a football game. They got to cut that out. But maybe Marlon, his hands weren't mature yesterday. I don't know.
Oh. Wow.
Number four.
They got after Flacco. Two sacks, nine quarterback hits. We talked about it in the open. Constantly, he was throwing to no receiver because he was just getting rid of the ball because he was running for his life. The defense, they now Cleveland's offensive line isn't great, but they got after him.
Four is where I put the special teams. I mean, you had Stout starting to now angle punts to where they're either going to go out of bounds or they're not going to be down. He's been really bad in pinning people inside the 20 the last couple years. Obviously, the block punt was huge, complete momentum shifter, energy changer. They needed a bounce back from those units. Wester had a nice return.
Yeah, he did.
I was very pleased to see that because I was a little worried that things might be snowballing in a bad direction there.
I'm going to go with Ken because I don't think Joe Flacco being done as a defensive option.
Well, I think that had – I'm saying I think his physical state help them look as good as they look, Bone, is what I'm saying.
He's giving the defense credit, Bone. I'm picking up your point.
I'm kind of not.
That's what I'm saying. He's taking
kinda
away.
Yeah. Let's not go crazy now. Let's not go crazy.
But again, we were also saying that they were going to score.
But I will say, he looked a lot better against Cincinnati's pathetic defense than he did against the Ravens.
You thought that they would cover Cleveland.
You said they're not covering the 11.
Yeah. I gave it 1,000 bets this weekend and made people thousands of dollars.
I'm not saying that.
Not on Steelers' money line.
That's the one game I was on that I didn't. But I had those. Steelers money line plus 278 anytime touchdown for Metcalf. That was looking pretty good.
How
Dum-Dum should have had two passing touchdowns. Freiermuth, I don't know what that was. And then the guy doesn't know the rules about returning the ball out of the end zone.
That's why they call it gambling and
that's
not
coaching.
Winning.
That's coaching, Jason.
Are we off Steelers money line forever?
No. Stop.
Everyone's safe in Pittsburgh.
We're doing the six-pack of defensive observations. Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I was really impressed with Nate Wiggins, and it wasn't just the pick. He was nosy. Like, he added some weight. I wanted to see if that would, you know, manifest itself in any way. And I don't want him being, you know, Mr. Run Fit, but I thought he played with a physicality that I don't recall seeing a whole lot in the past. There was a lot of things said, clearly. If you heard what Marlon said out loud, Lord knows what was being said behind closed doors. And not that he had a bad game last week. Certainly not as bad as the guy who got benched.
Yep.
But I think he seemed to embrace it and take it to heart, and I was very impressed by how that man played.
Yeah, we're simpatico at three. I really liked what I saw from Nate Wiggins. He made that great tackle for a loss early where he just crushed the guy. I think it was a running back right after he caught a short pass. The pick was awesome. He almost scored on that play. I was very impressed with Nate Wiggins yesterday.
Number two.
Two is the aftermath, and we're already learning that it sounds like Kyle Van Noy is going to miss a little time, and we're waiting to learn about Marlon Humphrey. Injuries can always play a role, and if they lose these guys for any amount of time, especially with the Lions coming in, and you just saw them put a 50-burger up on the Bears, that's a little concerning, especially the Marlon part of it.
I've got that higher, because I still felt like first half of that game, I didn't see a whole lot of edge flashing. I just, I didn't. And I'll get to it. My two is like Roquan brought it. He brought it emotionally. He brought it physically. Even if you caught a pass on him in that game, you were going to know about it. You were going to feel it. Like, all right, so I'm not maybe what I was a few years ago in coverage. And I don't think he's ever been an elite guy in coverage by any stretch. But he wanted them to know who they were playing against in a way that, frankly, last year, a lot of times, that wasn't there. And then you get a couple splash plays on top of it. That's awesome. But for this really even so much for me wasn't about the playmaking. It was about the energy and intensity with which he played that seemed to be contagious. And he is the central nervous system of that defense. And they do sometimes go as he goes. And I love the way he brought it.
Number one.
I think they've got it. Their edge problem is more acute now than ever. Always going in the wrong direction. They don't trust Ajabo for obvious reasons. Mike Green, while he outsnapped Owe, like I told you he would. He doesn't have Owe's body type. They're gonna have to work that in gradually. You're not facing Flacco every week. And this looked like the Van Noy regression season even before he got hurt. Oh, yeah, and now Clowney and Judon and Za'Darius are all gone. Like, and I'm just telling you, I didn't love him in the first half. I really didn't. So I think the edge thing is a bigger concern than ever.
Number one's Roquan Smith. It may have arguably been the best game of his Ravens career. 15 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits, a touchdown. This was, my opinion, the best game he's had in a Ravens uniform.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I'll go positive with Roquan at number one. He was the best player on the field.
And that quote after the game.
He's defensive player of the week. I don't know who's going to win it over him. He did everything in that football game, and that was a great thing to see after it was a rough season opener for him.
You think
and
he was
the
better than Miles
defense.
Garrett before Miles Garrett left that game? I mean, I'm just saying, best. I mean,
I think
like,
it's an argument, but I thought he was
true. Tackles for loss, a defensive
dude, Miles
touchdown,
Garrett was moving around, picking his matchup, and unmasking people.
He was making
dude. He had Ronnie Stanley spinning like a dreidel multiple times. I'm first one saying Roquan's great, but I just heard best player on the field and best player in the league yesterday.
I think he might win defensive player of the week.
Yeah, because the Browns got beaten. He gave him 40 points, and there's no way Garrett's going to get it.
Yes,
but. Dude, Miles Garrett changed the entire offensive approach of the Baltimore Ravens.
Roquan Smith was the first player since 2008, 15 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, and a defensive touchdown in a game.
That's almost 20 years.
Okay.
That's a damn good game.
He played an awesome game.
Yes, absolutely. We'll see if he can.
Lamar Jackson had
17
attempts for 77 yards in the first half.
But they play another half.
Why do you think that was?
Well, partly because the Ravens.
It was Miles Garrett.
Yeah, I was, but the.
It was Miles Garrett.
The Ravens weren't taking advantage of what they were giving him at first either. And then
he didn't have time to push the ball down the field, Holmes. It wasn't happening.
I'm saying they didn't have to.
Dude, your Harms talking at halftime. He knew it.
Yeah.
They were. Dude, they cut everything back because they didn't want this guy leading them to an upset loss that would have had this town on its head.
Yeah.
Look, we give Roquan Smith a lot of criticism, rightfully so, but he played his ass off yesterday.
Bro, he's number two in my thing. That's the first thing I said out of my mouth to start the show.
They won 41-17. I'll take the guy who won.
That's fine. Yeah. I will take Miles Garrett over Roquan Smith.
Well, that's not the conversation.
9,000 days a week.
That's not the conversation.
That's not the
You just changed the conversation.
Yeah. Well, no, they were. Well, what do you mean?
Well, one guy's going to win defensive player of the week.
Win. I said, I'll take Miles Garrett.
He's going to win defensive player of the week.
That's great.
Yeah. Not in the lock and forward defensive player of the week, just to make that clear.
I'm not the one who said he was the best player on the field. I didn't say that.
He didn't say that. He said he's the best defensive player this week. He's going to win defensive player of the week.
Best player in that game. He said he's best player on the field.
Yes,
he said he was the best player on the field.
That game.
Okay.
That isolated game.
I beg to differ.
All right. Coming up next, the Bengals are 2-0 for the first time in forever, but is their season already over? Joe Burrow update, and also the Detroit Lions. They looked a little better in week 2 than they looked in week 1. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.